Delta Brass Socks, I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, clearly.
Sorry, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
Good morning, Mr. Johnson. Good morning, listeners. Yesterday, Leo, while listening to Mr. Price, and he's voicing his concern about the major violence among our school children, he asked a question, a very thought-provoking question. Yes, how did we get here? But it is a journey, and it had a beginning. And it started way back, but it was just shortened it down to the 1960s, when it born. It was born in 1961. At that time, we had faith in the Satan. We had a measure of respect for God's word. But as time passed by, all went on, and human rights take its place. Everybody just decided, I got the right to do what I feel like. And it brings me back to the scripture that Jesus knew, you know, when he said that sow some seed. And while men sleeping, the wicked one come and sow weeds among them. And that is exactly what, how we find ourselves down to this thing. The weeds that was sown in us was part of the technology that came with it Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. And bring all sort of practices into our society that we were not really familiar with. And it's not unique to Barbados, you know. Because I was listening to a program in the United States of America, and the gentleman that who was giving it was a Christian meeting, and he said he was in his late 50s, 56, 57, and he said when he was growing up in America, they had shows like the Ted Sullivan Show, Lucy. Show that you can sit down with your family and watch. And he said to the youngsters in the Congress, and now in 2018, the show has got profanity, violence, drug abuse, etc., nudity. He said, I don't tell him when he was going to school in America, there was no guns everywhere, no guns or drugs in school. Today in 2018, they're shooting up all over America. And he added something that was very interesting. He said the word gay was unheard of in his time. Now in America, you got gay organization, gay parade, even a gay day. So it shows you where we are. So this is not unique to America or Barbados. Caught in Barbados in my time, it was actually a similar situation. Sunday was a pretty quiet day. Sunday in Barbados, the day I know is like Saturday. You got back to us Sunday morning, you take a celebration. Because I'm from downtown. So and it shows you where we are. Now, I want to say something here, right? When people hear about the Bible, they think about, oh, you got to go to church, say hallelujah, praise Jesus. But the Bible is more than that. It is instructions for moral values, how we can live. And you don't have to be a Christian, because these values are universal. Respect each other. Don't steal. Help each other, as Jesus said. Love your neighbor as you love God first, and love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law lay on that. So when you find you, when you got children that think about their rights, but they got the right to do this, and they saying that that's practice the same attitude, never fight anywhere. It's just, you know, not that they don't care, you know. Because I believe a lot of these children would have taught some good moral values, but some will only learn this trait. And it is sad.
What was the thought provoking question by fellow moderator Sanka?
Mm-hmm.
When
you say how did we get here?
Oh, how did we get here? Yes,
I think of the thought provoking question. You know, mm-hmm. But I want to add something. He said that I think need to look at too. Say that it is a small minority of youngsters that practice this sort of behavior.
But my question to you, though, is back to his first question, his first comment and his first question.
Mm-hmm.
What was your commentary that it was... I heard what you said earlier about the Bible and about people and about where we've come, but what was your answer to him?
No, I didn't support him. I just listened to the program.
Okay, so you didn't respond. That spiel that you just made was not in response to what he said.
Yeah, actually, I was just like send it today because they didn't want to come on the radio yesterday.
Okay.
So I just said, well, that's how we get here, you know, because times has changed. As the good, even the Bible said, the scenes of this world is changing. But, listeners, I just want to add something to you. You also say that there's a small minority of youngsters that practice such behavior. But I want to say something about that. It only takes a spark to start a fire, you know. You can just drive by a campground and accidentally toss a cigarette back to the window. And that small back will start a whole fire. So we got to try and nip it in the bud early. We got to reach our infants' hearts early before they grow up. I'm saying to leave out the ones low, you know, I'm not saying that. But we got to, before this actually get to be a whole campfire. Because it affects everybody in this country. And then the thing that got me, Miss Kale, you got people that who still come up a lot of foolish stuff with the Bible and slavery and it keeps that to you. That is no use, that's no. You got to focus on the problem that we have in Barbara to try and get moral values and godly principles into people's heart. That's the only solution to mankind problems.
So my parting shot for you would be that light normally dispels darkness. And if he's saying that there's just a few bad apples, is the real problem the darkness, or the problem is that we haven't had sufficient light to light the world and to light the space for which we're in?
That's it. See, the light has been darkened.
The light can't be darkened?
No, it can't be. Because just when you light a lamp, you don't keep it on the table.
Right, so light can't be darkened. You don't put it under a bushel, yes. So I'm asking you a simple question. Whether or not, is it the presence of darkness that is our challenge, or is it the absence of light that is our challenge?
It's the presence of darkness, because it's too much. The world is dark.
But if we had a big expanse of darkness and one little bit of light, isn't that sufficient to bring some level of vision and clarity and visibility to a space?
What's individual music?
Okay.
What's the music?
Okay. Thanks so much for your contribution. Hi, good morning. I have a WhatsApper here who's querying the access to a survivor's benefit check at the NAS, and they're saying they've been waiting for the past 4 weeks with no information. They haven't shared all of the details as necessary, but I did go back to query whether or not they made the calling and stuff like that. So NAS, there are some persons who are still querying the survivor's benefit. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Good morning, Ms. Gale.
Good morning, sir.
How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Let's have a conversation this morning about crime, violence, and the things that are wrong in Barbadian society. I listened to Minister Thorne speaking on the floor of Parliament.
We have a Minister Thorne, or you mean MP Thorne?
If I mean Minister Thorne, or MP Thorne?
MP.
Okay, MP Thorne then.
Yes.
My bad. Member of Parliament Thorne.
Yes.
Okay, no problem. On the floor of Parliament, mm-hmm. with respect to the importance of dealing with the crime of violence in this country. Because if we don't, we are on the verge of losing every single thing in this country. Tourists aren't going to come, those sort of issues. I believe he has a firm grip and understanding of what has to be done. And the things that have been said over the last few weeks especially, is that we need to address this problem frontally. And the talk that we've been having over the years about what to do about it, the time for talk is past. We have to do things about it. Now, I appreciate the fact that we're going to have this new board which is going to look at laws and keep laws updated and that sort of stuff. But and then make recommendations to the ministers as to, or to Parliament as to what should be done, or all those sort of things. I appreciate that. But I don't want it to continue to just be another talk shop. And I believe that we have to put a sense of urgency right now on addressing the legislative challenges that we have in Barbados, legislative obstacles that are in Barbados for justice, that impede justice in this country.
What would be a good example of one of those challenges?
I keep speaking about the legislation with respect to electronic admission of electronic evidence with video surveillance or what have you. And I have not heard anything that says that this has been changed or is going to be changed. And therefore, and that evidence would be allowed in court from video or what have you. The last thing I heard about it was that it was not allowed. I have not heard anything so far to say that it has been changed. And I continue to ask the question, why not?
That is probably 13%.
Pardon me?
That's probably 13% in terms of value of something that should be changed as it relates to the law court. I thought the first thing...
When you said 13%,
1-3.
You think that it's a low bar?
Meaning that the, in terms of the relevance of the need, it's small.
I don't vis-a-vis, think so at all.
Vis-a-vis the timeliness. I think the timeliness of a lot of cases would be a far greater, and I put it all up in the 70s, a far greater need as it relates to speeding up things in the law court.
No, I think it's okay.
Or you're saying there's a correlation between...
I can't compare the two like that. Okay? What I'm saying, you asked me a question is to give you
right,
an example.
Right, I asked you for an example. You give right, me a, so an give example that example. To me in my mind is a little small example.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. I can't look at things like that. Okay. Whether it's a small example or not, because I am not aware of how many situations have come to court or what have you, or have not not been
advanced because of
have
it.
Not speeded up mm-hmm. the our administration of justice because of the obstacle of not being able to allow the video evidence.
But right. you know there's a backlog, so that's all the point I was
backlog,
making.
Okay. But again, because of that backlog, and how, what it would take then to clear that backlog, I don't know. So I'm not going to compare the two and say, well, one is 13% and one is 70%. I agree we have to get rid of the backlog. But the backlog then also has many different reasons behind it. And one of those reasons I want to get to as well. Because I hear judges complaining on many cases in situations where there's a lack of resources, where the judge themselves does not feel that they have enough assistance to do the things that they have to do, particularly given the volume of evidence and stuff that they have to go through, like the requirement that they have to hand write decisions or whatever, right? Again, I'm not an expert in terms of that, but I hear too many situations of judges not being able to do what they know they have to do or what they want to do. So on top of that, there's the question of, do you have enough judges to do the things? So far, then in terms of the hamstringing of the judges, in terms of the legislation that, like, for example, we only just recently had a ruling that the mandatory death sentence is now no longer in play. Mm-hmm. So therefore, judges now have a certain degree of flexibility in terms of sentencing. But now you also have now to consider that given this flexibility, it now means that there are a whole bunch of considerations now that the judge has to take into consideration, has to be now spend time thinking about in terms of what justice is supposed to be in this respect. So therefore, the complexity has risen. And the question of the discussion of what is needed to be done by in terms of the law, the changes that have to be made in order to speed up the administration of justice in Barbados is an important thing. But on top of that there is the conversation which the gentleman, the first call you had, was having with you in terms of lawyers. And I have said before that the whole thing of the lawyers not being, the lawyers now challenging the fact that ruling was passed against them to say that they don't, a person does not have to be a member of the bar administration. And the fact of the matter that we spoke of the other day, that the bar administration is there not to protect the people, but to protect the profession and to protect lawyers.
Right.
And that has been one of the biggest problems we have in Barbados. The legal fraternity has been able to protect their business in this country, forcing people, essentially, to use their services, whether or not they're required, there was the ability for them not to have to or not. You have to use their services, and you have to pay them what they tell you they have to pay them as well. So therefore, the question of value and all that sort of stuff, and hearing that is written in law, I think that is one of the worst travesties that happened in Barbados. Now, we have heard too many times, too many complaints that have been brought about by the public, by the general public, of delays in procedure, or because the lawyer has not, for whatever
filed
reason,
or something.
Has not done what they're supposed to. Forget the aspect of the what government of files going missing and that sort of stuff in the government section. I'm not dealing with that part. That, again, that's a whole different problem. But the point of the matter is I'm dealing with the fact that lawyers themselves, for whatever reasons they have, will delay and delay, whether it's advantageous to their client to do so, or whether it is because they have not been paid, and therefore they're saying, look, you got to pay me and I ain't doing nothing, and therefore the court then is delayed further. Those things have got to be changed and addressed. And you said something earlier today, again, which I had to question. Because you're saying, well, don't we need to have lawyers to do all these different things? And we need the expertise of lawyers. And I'm like, no. There are a lot of things we do need lawyers for, I agree. But then, especially given the times we are in now, when you used to need lawyers when you had a largely illiterate or an uneducated society. And it was the issues that they had to deal with. A lot of people, the layman was not able to deal with because he didn't have the education or the understanding to be able to do that. Now we have a situation in the world where, one, we have a far more literate society, a far more educated society, and also...
But literate don't mean that you understand laws, though.
No, I did not say that. I did not say that.
Right, and that's why I'm adding that to what you're saying.
Okay, but no, hold on. Don't add, because you subtracted. Because what I'm trying to get across is that the amount of things that we, a layman now, generally speaking, is capable of doing on their own, has significantly increased, particularly in the developed world.
Right.
Example,
so could you name...
In the States where you have...
No, keep it here in Barbados. Could you name one thing...
But this is what I'm saying. If you have a law in the States, there are certain things that people in the States are able to do using legal Zoom or using... what you call it, different forms or whatever that they can fill out, that then will allow them to do certain transactions, certain business transactions, without having to use a lawyer.
Right. And there is, and you know full well that our scenario in Barbados dictates that only
exactly.
An attorney at law can do A, B, and C.
But why does the scenario in Barbados dictate that?
Yeah, I don't.
The problem. It dictates it. Although the technology is there, that allows us now to do these things, although the level of education in the country has gone up significantly, the law dictates that we have to use a lawyer. That is wrong.
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
Yes?
The law also dictates that you shouldn't go to a gynecologist for another issue, let's say gerontology or something.
That?
Yes.
Why does the law
when you go
that?
To the doctor tells you to go to a specialist.
Yes, and that the law doesn't say you can go to whoever you want to go to. The question is, what do you expect when you get there?
Right. So you expect to get something from a layman that a lawyer would normally give you.
But just a second. The law does not dictate my
Right, we don't have a piece of legislation that says go to this particular doctor. I know that.
Right, so therefore, how can you put out all fours?
I'm taking it off because we don't have a piece of legislation that says that.
That says, yes.
I'm taking it off, yes.
Okay, right. So, but this is the whole point of the matter. We have been forced.
I just think that the same principle. In other words, you go to the specialist. I'm big on using the specialist and the expert when necessary.
But notice the key word there, when necessary. So therefore, if the level of the situation I have to deal with is of such a complex nature that I know it now means that I need that me employing the services of a specialist is what is best, then that is a different story. But if I have a cold, okay, I am not going to go to the gynecologist. I'm not going to go to a specialist. I can go to a general doctor. So therefore, when I, or actually, let me even go further. If I just have a cold, and I know I have a cold, I might just go to the pharmacy and buy a couple of aspirin. I might even go to the pharmacy. I might just go down the road to the drug, to the convenience store and buy two aspirin. I am not going to go to the doctor. I'm not forced to go to the doctor. We are living in a situation in Barbados where for certain transactions, which we know we are capable of doing,
forced
to go to the specialist.
What's an example?
Well, to me, there are certain issues when it comes to mortgages or whatever. Right? I know you can say the fact of the matter is that we are forced to use lawyer to pay for our lawyer, to pay for the bank's lawyer in a lot of several cases. Those sort of situations.
Yeah, I know of the scenario where you need to have two lawyers when you figure out, well, they're doing the same thing or whatever, but they would argue, but this is one case vis-a-vis a second case. You know that? Okay. The music tells us that we are going to go to the lunch, not even the lunchtime, we're going to the regional roundup. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
During the airing of a conversation between the gentleman we usually refer to as the statsman and our moderator, Lisa Gale, music was triggered accidentally in the studio that played during the course of that presentation. As producer of the program, I would like to apologize to both the gentleman and our listeners for that occurrence.
This is Down to Brass Tacks. We have a number of callers, a number of WhatsAppers. A number to call, 4341790. WhatsApp, 266-4862. My name is Lisa Gale. Down to Brass Tacks.
Good afternoon, Miss Gale.
Good afternoon.
I hope that you're in the best of health.
I hope so, too.
Yes, and I hope that today all conversation will be good. Yes, Miss Gale, you was close to the Chamber of Commerce for a good time. Can you help me? You can give me any time, place, or building in the last, say, 12 years that workers in the private sector had to stop work and walk out of the building because of any condition? You can remember any private sector business that the workers had to leave the premises because of whatever the problem could have been?
Yeah.
Which really?
There was a part. It was banks, holdings. There was a string of industrial action.
No, I'm not that talking about private. Industrial action. I'm talking about because of moss on the wall or breathing and this. And I'm not talking about strikes.
Oh, sorry. You said persons who walked off a job as a result of...
No, I was saying because of the condition of the building. In other words... Probably not much,
if that's what you want.
I asked if you could name one. Yeah, you named banks, but I know about that one, but that was industrial. What I'm getting to make it easy for you, I find that over the last couple of years, there's always a problem at the school, a government building there. The workers have to close down because of problems where the internal, like for instance, like the court. Do you know any building that is run by private sector that had to go through what, like what the court is going through?
Court, sorry? The High Court.
The High Court. In other words, I don't understand why only the government buildings have these problems. That's why I want to find out if you know any. If you could,
not for sure, not as many as
not
has.
Many. I want to name one. Many, many.
Which is why I'm just let me finish. As has been seen with respect to a lot of the government buildings, and as you know, many people argue that government would buy a building, put people in it, and there'd be no maintenance for decades.
So you're saying then that the private sector maintains their building better than government?
I'm not saying that because I haven't done the requisite research, but I can tell you the occurrences haven't been a lot in the private sector.
But I didn't know about any. So when you say a lot,
you got not to. Let me give you the reason why I haven't called any names, because people would suck up because they need their jobs. It's very different from in other scenarios.
Okay, let's move on. I understand. You know, it is a little confusing to me. That's why we're raising, because it's getting worse to me. You know. There's a bushfire. The teachers can't go on the pasture with the children for a couple of minutes till the bushfire cool down, school closed down. All right, let's move on. Miss Gary, you notice that this term starts, and from the time the school term starts, we had schools not able to start, and every minute a school closing.
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
This is the most in 12 years.
Well, that's not what was reported on this program. I heard another caller, let me put it that way, who indicated that this is the first time the school term has started and there's been so little of these school stoppages.
Labor is me. Same person you're speaking to. Mm-hmm. I called before and I asked the question, how come that in 6 to 7 years... Mm-hmm. This school term has started without any labor disputes. This is the same gentleman here speaking. Because if you recall Barbados in the last 6 to 7 years, every time that this September, going back in September, we always have a problem. We always had a problem in the last 6 to 7 years. A well, a this. But I noticed that this particular year, mm-hmm. that there's more school issues. You can't hear union leader. Not one.
So what are you thinking is the reason then? Let me put it that way.
Let me tell you. I know the reason, but I'm not saying it. But let me tell you something.
Well, you can't just put that out there and leave it. How about you know the reason?
I believe that you know too. And I, for instance, say it's election. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard the lady in right.
Suppose she doesn't have reason to call.
Okay, let's move on. I am saying, you hear a gentleman calling Mr. P. I don't know if it was Scott, because things could happen. I can't see with Scott. But something happened, he's ain't talking to air.
When was this?
Today, when he was speaking about the statsman, and something happened in between there, and he's ain't talking to air. I don't know, because things just happened.
Yeah.
Right, so I you know, but he went off. But what he was saying is true. You have the statsman and a gentleman that not too long finished, I will call his name. He's dealing with photography, who for 5 years knew that Barbados could run with 9 ministers. Why you need all 17 ministers? This country could run comfortable with 9. We got 26. Are they complaining? So when you hear people talk about being biased or you are following things, it's simple. You could pick up certain things from certain people. So Mr. P was correct. I have never met no one more biased than the statsman. Because the only thing he could read is things that happen about the B, but he can't read nothing at all about the things. Let me move on from him.
I want to take you back up though, if you may.
Here.
You made the comment about unions and schools and whatever. And then you didn't give the reason to why. But I wanna engage you just a little.
Engage me to put me in a spot.
No, that has never been my intention.
Okay, let me hear you.
Engage you for the purpose of conversation and also all for right. The listeners. I am on a school board in Barbados. And we have had environmental challenges. We are working to get the environmental challenges sorted. And there has been no reason for any strike to date. I'm not so sure if what you just suggested was people are not striking or people are not, there's no industrial action because this is a different day. I dare say consensus building, conversation, negotiation, and keeping the persons that are affected aware of what the challenges are is principally one of the bigger reasons why we don't move towards industrial action.
As you say that, right, mm-hmm. I would like to inform you. I did construction. Mm-hmm. I only lose my vision just over 2 years now, right?
Okay.
And I know what it is in the vacation. At that time, it was Mr. Jones and his team. Because everything is the minister. But these things is passed on from the permanent secretary, right down to people. I work on schools, fighting to meet the term when it starts. So I know there will be problems. Sometimes you're working, you think everything, and then the smell of the paint will remain and things like that. We know all of that.
Yes.
What I am saying is this. Now, the lady that beat Mr., I can't remember her name, that was victorious in Michael Ashley constituency.
Mm-hmm.
You can remember the noise she was keeping 2 years ago and a year ago. And you know that nothing has been done that she shouldn't be still keeping noise. But what I'm trying to say to you is this here. The unions in Barbados, I'm saying the union leaders, stupidity, walk out at 9 o'clock in the day or in the morning when the children know about just enter school. Over what? A principal don't the timetable. And then walk out, then decide to hold the meeting at 3 or 4 in the evening, 9 o'clock in the morning. I can give you a particular school that the union was outbugging for weeks, Parkinson School. Well, if we go to St. Peter's School, because we know that horrible story. I am saying to you that the unions had, that most schools missed the deadline of opening because of the construction work, which sometimes you don't have no control. You go to fix it, and then you find it won't fix it, and you fall back. You say, it can take 5 weeks, and then you find out that in 5 weeks, you're incomplete. So you got to... But that was an issue before election. I'm saying most schools was closed when this year term started. And since the...
Only four, term, though. So that I don't know that that's a high number.
Near four before 2004. Near four.
I wouldn't have those things in my head, but I know I read the report.
I'm very political, so I will remember. You may not be
you may being political means you may be clouded, not necessarily okay, that you may true. Remember.
That could be true, too. But I will let you check and find out how clouded am I. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, since the school opened, we have three schools had to close after the open.
But you're... So question. So there's a corollary then between, or a correlation, let me say. Let me finish. You're suggesting that there's a correlation between the environmental issues and industrial action. And that because of the environmental issues, there should have been industrial action and therefore the unions are inept?
Listen, I'm not saying there should be no industrial action, you know.
You're saying that there should be industrial action and I'm asking
I never said there should be industrial action. I'm not hearing them.
But they're talking to their peoples.
But there was... let me tell you something, Miss Gale.
Mm-hmm.
I called this radio station, asked already if the lady in red got her office space at VOB. She used to be on the air so regular that I asked Coralie and that. But let me give you an idea. You believe that a person speaking on behalf of the union should come on the air complaining about a well overflowing on a playing field?
If it's not being addressed, yes. That's representation.
Let me, so So you want them to have all these problems now they can't come and talk to?
Maybe they are being addressed.
What's that?
Maybe they are being addressed.
Well, they're being addressed. They didn't address one time. When coming to school, had a problem. And the ministry spent about $4 million working on it. And then, for some reason, something happened that a smell was going through again. You should hear the union people. They saw the government working on it. They're now working on it. They're now closed down. And they cut down trees. And they clean the doors for thing. And something. No. It was an everyday protest. Let's move on, because that will aggravate me. Let me move on.